Reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text number 14. Namam karma nilimpanti, name karma phaleswa, itimam yavijanati, karma vir nasabhadyate. Translation, there is no work that affects me, nor do I aspire for the fruits of work. One who understands this truth about me also does not become entangled in the fruitive reactions of work. There is no work that affects me, nor do I aspire for the fruits of work. One who understands this truth about me also does not become entangled in the fruitive reactions of work. Purport. As there are constitutional laws in the material world stating that the king can do no wrong, and the king is not subject to state laws, similarly the Lord, although He is the creator of this material world, is not affected by activities of the material world. He creates, remains aloof from the creation, whereas the living entities are entangled in the fruitive results of material activities because of the propensity for lording it over material resources. The proprietor of an establishment is not responsible for the right or wrong activities of the workers, but the workers are themselves responsible. The living entities are engaged in their respective activities of sense gratification, and these activities are not ordained by the Lord. For advancement of sense gratification, the living entities are engaged in the work of this world, and they aspire to heavenly happiness after death. The Lord, being full in Himself, has no attraction for so-called heavenly happiness. The heavenly demigods are only His engaged servants. The proprietor never desires low-grade happiness such as workers may desire. He is aloof from the material actions and reactions. For example, rains are not responsible for different types of vegetation that appear on earth. Although without such rains, there is no possibility of vegetative growth. Vedic Smriti confirms this fact as follows. Nimittamatram evaso sriyanam sarga karmani pradhana karani bhuta yato vai sriya srujya sitya. In the material creations, the Lord is only the supreme cause. The immediate cause is material nature, by which cosmic manifestation is made visible. The created beings are of many varieties, such as the demigods, human beings, lower animals, and all of them are subject to the reactions of their past good or bad activities. The Lord only gives them the proper facilities for such activities and the regulations of the modes of nature, but He is never responsible for their past and present activities. In the Vedanta Sutra, it is confirmed, Vaisamya Nairgunyena Sapekshatvat. The Lord is never partial to any living entity. The living entity is responsible for his own acts. The Lord only gives him facilities through the agency of material nature, the external energy. Anyone who is fully convergent with all the intricacies of this law of karma or fruitive activities does not become affected by the results of his activities. In other words, the person who understands this transcendental nature of the Lord is an experienced man in Krishna consciousness, and thus he is never subjected to the laws of karma. One who does not know the transcendental nature of the Lord and who thinks that the activities of the Lord are aimed at fruitful results, as are the activities of ordinary living entities, certainly becomes entangled himself in fruitive reactions. But one who knows the supreme truth is a liberated soul fixed in Krishna consciousness. Om Jnana Tumirandasya Jnana Jnana Salakaya Chakshurum Vilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Chayan Rupa Kalama Yandrati Swapadantam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Asana Gaura Bhaktaranda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this text, the difference in Lord working, Krishna also has killing activities, loving activities, and Krishna has closer to some people, and he doesn't reciprocate with some people. And Lord Krishna's activities, like anyone else, like Lord Krishna, is also enjoying his life. It looks like he is also like any person who has desires. But with a difference. That's why we don't or cannot understand Lord Krishna's activities. We are under the influence of three modes of material nature. We identify with the body, and we are serious desires to gratify. People have serious desires to accomplish something, enjoy something. They even may go to a criminal activity to accomplish what they want to enjoy, whether it be money or any illegal activity, whatever. They are very serious about that. They want to. So, they are under the influence of three modes of material nature. They are influenced by the body and mind. That means it is like a haunted person, ghost haunted. It is not our real life. We are thoroughly in the grips. We are in the captivity of Maya, the material energy. That's why we superimpose. And Krishna does some activities. Atmavat manyate jagat. All of us, we think, and others also think like us. So, generally, we always evaluate others. Like, why do we find fault with others? Because we have that weakness in us. We behave like that. So when somebody is doing that, I think he is he's doing something improper. But activities and mental state, that means the purpose behind an activity and the activity. We say sometimes your activities may reflect your mind, but not necessarily, not always. You don't know the intent. Like Duryodhana was fighting and Pandavas were fighting. Duryodhana want to become king. Duryodhana want to possess. Duryodhana want to control. Duryodhana want to enjoy. That is the mood of Duryodhana. Arjuna, he was not trying to become king. Arjuna was doing it as part of dharma. There is some injustice. Now I have to fight for the justice. Not that I fight for the justice and I get something and I will enjoy. No, that was not the mood. So Arjuna was not he is not trying to become a king, and he is not under the influence of three modes of material nature, because he wants to execute Krishna's order. He was convinced. In the beginning, he was also like Duryodhana. I like this, I don't like this. But after hearing to Krishna, he put aside, I like this, I don't like this. Whatever Krishna wants, I will do it. Karishya Vachanam Tava. That means Arjuna was duty bound. Arjuna was dharmic, whereas Duryodhana was selfish, and Duryodhana was aggressive. The Pandavas were the rightful heirs or inheritors, because Yudhishthira was born first and Dhritarashtra was blamed. The king, if he is blamed, how can he rule? So, generally in the Vedic system, the eldest son, he becomes the ruler. But here in this case, Dhritarashtra was elder to Pandu. But because he was blind, a blind man, how can he rule? So, Pandu, he got the throne. And then, they were about to have children, Dhritarashtra and Gandhari. And Pandu and Kunti and Madri. But meanwhile, something happened. When Pandu was with Madri, and they were in the forest, and they saw two deers, male and female deer, and they were having an affair. But hastily, a kshatriya can kill animals, but they were not actually animals. Like Radha and Krishna sometimes take the form of a peacock pair, male and female, peacock, peahen. Just they are in good mood to enjoy. So whatever they decide, they let's take the form of the Krishna is dancing. So peacock is known for dancing. Why should we dance like peacock? Why don't we become peacocks ourselves? And they became peacock. And they are dancing. And you watch. Very. When Krishna becomes peacock to dance, he can defeat the peacock. Krishna is best in everything. Morkuti, there is in Varsana, there is Morkuti. Mor in Hindi means peacock. Mayur, Hotel Mayur. Mor, Mayur. Sanskrit word, in Telugu also they use Mayur, Mayuram. Namali, peacock. So, Morkuti is there. Because some blind Mahatma was staying there in Barsana and he attained Siddhi in chanting Hare Krishna. Attaining Siddhi in chanting Hare Krishna means you have become completely disinterested in anything. The taste of the Hare Krishna has completely taken you over, and you don't want anything else. You want Mama Janmani Janmani Bhavatat Bhakti Ahetuki. Birth after birth, I only want your devotional service. That is Siddhi. So we are praying. Whenever we are reciting Srishtashtakam, we are praying. That is our prayer. But we are not become qualified to make our prayers heard by Krishna. Suppose in the heart you long for sense gratification. And outside you recite this Mama Janmani Janmani Sare Bhavata Bhakti Rahetiki. Because written in the temple you have to recite. But otherwise our heart is fixed or it is bent in having separate interest than Krishna. So, attaining Siddhi in chanting means the heart and mind becoming one. Generally, the heart feels and the mind, it discriminates. Mind, it thinks, I should do this or not. Is it good, is it bad, maybe. But the heart feels, feels means you have no more this thing, this or that and that. Heart feels means you just want that You want that? You want to do that? You want that? So, heart and mind. Mind is always like, you know, you can give the example. Like, I should work in Chennai or I should work in Mumbai. You know, my hometown is near Chennai, so it is good that I work in Chennai so that I can come and go back and forth. So your mind is thinking. But heart is like, you know, you fall in love with somebody, maybe not your caste, maybe not the same educational qualification you have. Status doesn't match, caste doesn't match. And maybe physically also, she may be a very fat lady and he may be a very thin person. So this is, love is blind. In the heart, there is some meeting of the hearts. That's it. So you don't want to go into the details. So others will use their head and say, what, this, why you are going for that match, this is their discrepancy, this difference is there, and it's not a good match and all that. But love doesn't see all that. The love is blind. So the heart feels, that means, just like gopis. Gopis, they don't know that really Krishna is God. They are simply attracted to Krishna. And Krishna is doing a lot of mischief. And that is giving trouble to gopis. You take away their saris, or you break their butter pots, or you tease them if they are worshipping. Then Nidhi will sit down before Tulasi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And then you open your eyes, the Tulasi is not there. Tulasi is not there. What happened? What happened? So gopis, they were trying to do some puja seriously to Katyayani, this and that. And then when they open their eyes, Krishna is eating all their offerings. We are trying to worship a big goddess. And what this boy is doing here? They were upset and they were angry. But in the heart, they were not. In the heart, because if you love somebody, you like whatever they do. Whatever they do, you like it. So the gopis externally, no, you have spoiled our worship, it's not right, what is meant for offering to Katyayani, how can you, do an offense like this? They're arguing and fighting and complaining. But in the heart, they just want Krishna to come and tease them. They want Krishna to be around, whatever Krishna is doing. So the heart feels and the mind, plans. Maybe this is good, maybe that is good. But once there is the feeling of your heart. That's how you go and buy, you know, things in the market. Generally, oh, this is too costly, this, that, this, that. But when you like something, money is not the thing. Just go get it. That's it. No. You don't know. When your heart is not put on that, then you start to, this is too costly, maybe this, that. So the point is, Krishna's activities, they look like anybody else's activities. But the difference is that we are in the modes of material nature. We are influenced by the body and mind. We have desires and we have many thoughts back and forth, undecided. But Krishna, natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate svabhavike jnana bharati yata. Krishna has no activity to do. Krishna has no desires. Krishna is not doing anything for his interest. The Krishna created this world. What? For what? For you or for him? He created this world for you. For us. Similarly, if he is coming to the gopis, is it because Krishna is lusty or Krishna is hankering? No. The gopis are hankering and Krishna came to satisfy their desires. So Krishna doesn't have to go to someone else to satisfy his desires. Krishna goes to someone else to satisfy them. So Krishna is called Atmaram, Aptakam. It's common sense. If God has created something, and why he should become attracted to them? It is his own creation. So Krishna has created many beautiful damsels. Krishna's beauty, these are only partial expressions of Krishna's beauty. Either the world or people created by Krishna. Krishna is much more beautiful than anybody. Everybody is embodied. We all have a body. So, there is no way Krishna can become attracted to anybody. That's why we say, what is the principle? The principle is loving devotion. Krishna is attracted to your loving sentiments. Krishna is attracted to your devotion. That's why Krishna doesn't see. When Krishna comes, he doesn't see. I should approach, suppose some very beautiful lady is there. Very, very beautiful lady is there, but she is not a devotee. On the other hand, a blind surdas, a blind, very ugly person is there. But he or she is a great devotee. And where will Krishna go? Krishna will not go to that beautiful lady, but Krishna will go to that ugly lady. Because Krishna is looking for reciprocation. Yedamam prapadyante tamas. Because you are loving me, I have come to reciprocate with you. If you don't care for Krishna, Krishna will not look at you. So it is in our interest that we are after Krishna. It's not that we are going to give something it makes some difference for Krishna, then because I serve and love Krishna so nicely, I can make Krishna happy. Krishna is more a perfectionist than us. In what way? Can you cook better than Krishna? Can you sing better than Krishna? Can you dance better than Krishna? Whatever cooking, dancing, singing you can do, it is only a little talent given by Krishna to you. So there's no match between. Still, if Krishna is willing to give the association, willing to give himself to us, and that shows how Krishna is great. When a very big man comes to a very small man, that doesn't make the small man a great man. The small man is small. Suppose Narendra Modi, he will come and talk to you, and people click, 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 click. People take photographs. And it's not that you are special. He doesn't have to care. Because we are not, it's an extraordinary, exceptional. That is different. Sometimes they give Bharat Ratna and like that. And such people, they get the opportunity to meet with him. Suppose he comes to this town and just he feels like talking to you, then it is his kindness, it is his favor that he has stopped to speak a word to you. So whenever Krishna comes and deals with us, no personal agenda of Krishna, no mood to enjoy. So Krishna enjoys in himself, Atmaram. Like there is a society, the picture they select of Krishna always. What is the society? That's a society that, so they put Krishna in meditation. We don't like that photo. Krishna in meditation, like that. It is one of the daily activities of Krishna. When Krishna was playing the role of a grihastha, Krishna was playing the role of an ideal man. So Krishna has time for meditation. But if Krishna is God, on whom he is doing meditation? We all meditate because when we meditate on other things, sense gratification, we are suffering. So now we want to know on whom I should meditate so that I don't have to suffer. So you meditate on Krishna so that your senses will become numb, your senses will become purified, and no more suffering in this world. You go for sense gratification, you get a very, very decimal sense gratification, that it brings you too much suffering. Because the soul is not meant for sense gratification. So, here the point is, don't ever make the mistake of comparing Krishna to yourself or to anybody, or try to examine the activities of Krishna from your conditioned perspective. Complete offense. If you try to study Krishna, no, you study Krishna from Krishna's perspective. That's what we are trying to do here. We are reading Bhagavad Gita and Krishna is speaking about himself. Namam karma anilimpanti, name karma phalesva, itimam yavijanati karna virna sabadite. If you understand Krishna properly, then immediately you lose interest in this world. Suppose you understand Krishna's activities are just to make you happy. Then do you want to turn your back to Krishna? Why Krishna comes here to this world? We are suffering so much, we are conditioned so much, and we are rotting in this world. Krishna comes here to attract us back to Him. So, Krishna is doing activities just for us, whereas we are doing activities, our personal activities or activities in relation to Krishna, just for saving ourselves, like we are doing bhakti. It's not that you are a gopi, like spontaneous, you are born to serve Krishna. No, we are not born to serve Krishna. We are born to be entangled in Maya, and our experience is telling us it's not good. So now we are trying to turn to Krishna and save ourselves from the abysmal pain of sense gratification. Hellish. Abyss means go to hell. So that's what Krishna is saying. Please, I also act like a child. I also act like a lover. I also act in so many roles which generally you see in this world. But don't put him in any such roles. That's why we call them pastimes, leelas, are transcendental. Krishna may come here and do the same activities you and I are doing, but still you cannot call them material activities. But they are transcendental. So Krishna does everything out of ecstatic bliss. Whatever Krishna is doing, it is an expression of his ecstasy. You know? Krishna is killing, that is ecstasy. Krishna is milking the cows, ecstasy. Whereas we are obligated, forced. We cannot live without, so we are doing activities. So they are called karmas. Karmas are different, leelas are different. Karmas means helplessly. We do them, we have to do them. But leelas, the Lord doesn't have to come to this world in the scheme of God's creation. It's like a toilet. You have a nice house and there's a toilet. The material world is like a toilet. So why Krishna has to come here? Because we have developed a perverted taste. Who likes to stay in the toilet? Perverted fellow. Good people want to be in a nice house by a perverted fellow. So people who have perversions, they stay in this world. But Krishna is so kind. So Krishna coming here and doing activities is extreme kindness. Why it is extreme kindness? Because people can discuss them. Why did Krishna do that? This, that? That way your mind is turned to Krishna. So Krishna's activities are just to draw our attention to Him for our benefit. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,